You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show.
I'm so glad I have. And I was, you know, kind of showing off my personality a bit and ended up switching places with Randy somehow.
Should I?
Look, I'll take your place.
You sit down.
He ended up auditioning for me, Paula, and Simon. I thought it was really cool because I was sitting next to Paula. And they liked it. They all were like, I mean, I was so happy because the British man didn't make me cry.
And with that said, welcome to American Idol Season 13, Episode 33.
I feel like I just got spiritually rejuvenated. It was beautiful.
Now, do you remember the full title of the show?
No.
It's American Idol, The Search for the Next Superstar, I believe.
That was part of the title. I knew that's
right.
What they said.
Yeah.
They found her.
Yes. Oh, that's right. What's up, AfterBuzz TV Nation? We are recapping, keeping the conversation going. I'm JC, and this is, I already said it,
American Idol.
Season what?
13.
Episode 33.
Yes.
All right. Let's introduce everyone. Across the table, who do we have tonight?
We have Stephanie Georgie. Hello, everybody.
We have Jason Eichler. Hello, everyone.
And we have... Hi, my name is Violet.
Violet's out of the country right now, but we miss you, Violet.
She literally is.
Violet está en Puerto Rico ahorita, so saludos a Violet y a todos los hispanos.
Yes, and we have an engineer in the back, Peter Lemangelo Jr. He'll be filling in tonight, running the ones and twos. So let's start talking about...
Who are you?
I already said I'm JC, didn't I?
No.
Oh, hello, maybe I'm JC. Did. I'm an Aries Gemini rising. I like long walks on the beach, and I love American Idol. Okay.
Me too. Ow.
500th episode.
That is insane.
I feel like I got a little bit emotional when they were showing all the, like, when they were naming all the ones who
won. Yeah. Because we, like, grew up on this show, and now we're kind of adults.
And I didn't even realize that I did. But I did.
Were you even born, Steffi?
I was alive and in middle school and in my friend Keisha's bedroom with my friend Jackie, and we were singing A Moment in Time.
A moment
like this.
That's what I meant.
Blasphemy.
All right, so... You know, it was big. You were there tonight, Jason, so was the energy different?
It was actually... I don't know if it's just because I was really emotional, but this has been my favorite show since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so they brought out, like, another cake that you didn't see on TV, and they brought Simon Fuller out, and all the judges stood around it, and, like, they brought out all the producers and all the PR people. And when Simon Fuller was talking, it was interesting because he was saying, we never in a million years thought of the impact this show would have, because they've created Grammy winners, they've mm-hmm. created Oscar winners, they've created TV personalities, like
they've created other TV shows.
Yeah,
because
they created
them.
The Voice, they right. created they X Factor.
You know what I'm saying?
So I think people always kind of dog Idol now because they're like, oh, it's the ratings
it's,
are going
whatever,
down, but nothing would be
G.
around without Idol. And I thought it was really cool.
Okay,
I
then
feel
let
like
me.
I'm like preaching.
No, but you know, we break this down, we live and breathe this stuff. So what has it meant to you? I'll let Jason ask first.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's meant my whole life because Kelly Clarkson is my Lord and Savior.
Wow.
That's all.
You know what? Actually, that's true though. It's meant a lot to me because my brother was always a very huge fan of it. And it's my little like breakthrough in Los Angeles was to do this after show. So
see, Idol has done it to everyone.
And Idol brought me to you and then brought me to you.
Oh my Dios mío.
All right, so let us know what you guys think. I've got to say hello to, of course, The Nation, but if you're not watching this live, yes, all 13 of our viewers. No, actually, The Nation, AfterBuzz TV Nation, hello, but if you're not watching us live, make sure you go to YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, OneCast. Let us know what you think. What is your favorite Idol moment? So, let's talk about tonight.
All right.
Whoop, whoop.
Or should we talk about last Thursday, actually? See, there's so many parts to our show now.
I know. We lost Jess Mewes last Thursday. Mm-hmm. My interview with her is online if you want to see it. But she was so positive talking to her. And what I like the most is that she already has a plan set up.
And that is?
She's like, I'm moving to Nashville. I'm going to become a songwriter and I want to collaborate with other artists. And yes, I want to do my main thing, but I want to, which is the way to break into Nashville these days anyway, is write songs for other people.
Right.
And I think there's such a pocket for her that I think it'll be, she'll be fine.
Perfect.
And that, just the last minute of last week's episode, last Thursday's.
Yeah.
She has this hard exterior. She's this rocker, slap out Alabama, tough as nails. But just to see her break down like that, it really told me how much it really meant to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because she said she's not a big TV girl, whatnot, but she just got sucked into the moment.
Yeah.
And it really changed her life. So yeah. I really hope we get to see a lot more from her.
I think we will.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. It's an emotional episode tonight. So let's talk about more emotions. Tonight, everyone was... What's sick, throat, bruised throats, what's going on?
I think
it's
you watched.
Like the I'm sorry, I was just going to say that I feel like everyone outside of American Idol is getting sick too. Or like sniffles or their allergies or I don't know, but that's a bummer that that happened to all
of them. Well, then they have to be on their A game. Like they were saying, Alex was saying when he went home, the cameras were never off. Because I'm like, what'd you get to do in your downtime? He's like, we literally, the cameras were rolling the whole time. They're flying across the country. Mm-hmm. They're doing all this press. They have to prepare three songs, all these videos. Like, these kids are not sleeping.
Right.
Right. And their voices are shot by now. I mean, you hear that from every Idol contestants after, like, it's been 3 months.
Well, yeah, because they go from just being, like, normal people, and then they're thrust. And, and even if somebody's just getting started in the industry, they, like, have time to work on their album, and then they meet with, like, a vocal coach, and these kids are just, like... Bam, oh, you bam, sing in choir, bam, 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 you're singing all the time.
Right. Yeah, so you got to give it up to them. I can't wait because, well, they don't get a break even after this because then they go on tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. So it never stops. Welcome to show business because the show must go on. Mm-hmm. And what better example than with Caleb? You know, what was going on in his vocal cords? They were damaged. What happened?
How did you feel?
Okay, I am not going to blame Caleb for this. But Harry Connick pointed out, he's like, you should never tell your audience when you're sick. In music school and in choir growing up, I'm sure they told you this, nobody cares.
Yeah.
It just makes, like, your goal shouldn't be to make people feel bad for you. And I'm almost 100% positive it's the producers doing that because Caleb's a rock star. I don't think he wants people to feel bad for him.
And they had that doctor come out.
That was weird.
But Alex was sick tonight, too, and they didn't mention that.
They did. Actually, they did. Alex mentioned it. After his aside, you know, when they come back from commercial,
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he quickly mentioned it, but you know, you're right because the show does go on.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson didn't have a voice the night of the finale, and she had to drink olive oil.
Ooh,
and she didn't say it once on the show. Like I feel like the professional thing to do is to suck it up and sing,
right. but
which I think Caleb would have done. I'm faulting the producers for like trying to make out, like they're trying to create moments. I get it, but
in turn, there was a different Caleb on stage tonight. Vocally, he was not hitting the notes he usually hits because of the illness. I know you're not supposed to make excuses, but it's not his voice. That's not him. So what do you do?
But I mean, I think had he not said it in the last song, I would have never guessed he was sick.
Well, no, I would have absolutely noticed because I've never heard him miss a note. And there was a couple of them where he was like, it just ended.
Well, let's break it down. Let's talk about him taking Randy's pick. Now, what did you guys think of the picks?
I liked Randy's pick.
Randy's pick was very good.
Really? Okay, Never Tear Us Apart by INXS.
That's when I heard the most. That's when I could tell that he was sick. I don't know. It's almost a good thing that this happened because I feel like him being sick for the show where you could hear it was a bit of a humbling experience, something that he might have needed, but...
I think it did kind of, because in all of his performances, we've always said, like, yeah, we're kind of bored because he's doing the same things, but it made him seem more human almost,
right?
Because I've never seen him miss a note on the show.
Exactly.
And there was, several tonight.
For the first time, he was in a different position.
But I felt more bad that they harped on it for so long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Annoyed about it.
So what'd you guys think of the performance? Let's fly through these. Scale of 1 to 10 on the first one.
Seven.
Okay, I give him an 8. Okay. I said vocally not there. So did he redeem himself with Demons? By Imagine Dragons.
Demons, I wanted to be like, Caleb, you are so much better than this. He wasn't, the beginning part in the verse of the song, it's like what J-Lo was said, he was so focused on the fact that he was sick that it just seemed like he was just up there not trying.
Right.
And
almost
that,
tired.
Yeah, and that part of the song isn't that vocally challenging. It's not rangy, and he's usually like wailing. He could have sang that so good. And he sang it good in the second verse. And so I was actually, like, very disappointed in that.
Do you think Idol was perhaps at this point trying to wipe their hands clean of Caleb? Because right now it seems like it, Jenna's, like, the princess right now.
Everyone's Gina!
I was saying that on purpose. No, but what I was saying is, do you think they're just trying to wipe their hands clean because of the controversy that happened a few weeks ago?
I mean, it's possible, but at the same time, I think it's also been proven to us that it hasn't made a huge difference for Caleb. Fortunately, his friends are behind his back, or his supporters are. Also, I just feel that everyone kind of understands the type of person he is. So it's not too much of a surprise that he said that.
And I feel like from watching that they've been wanting a Caleb and Gina finale. Mm-hmm. And they wanted Caleb in the finale since the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. I feel like Gina had to prove herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I like her. And now they have it where it is. And now I feel like they don't want Alex there. Because why wouldn't they bring out a doctor for Alex? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it just seems very...
It is a singing
interesting
show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I get. It's TV, but...
Well, so then you say they set it up perfectly because his last song...
He killed it.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course.
And that's what
and
I...
And J-Lo, not only did she get up, but she was up
and body
dancing.
Rolling.
I ain't gonna lie. She gave me feelings watching
it. I know, Ryan mentioned to all of us that she gave everybody... She's like, you made up because you felt that way. You made all of us feel certain.
And
way.
I love... That's what I wanted Jess to do the whole competition is smash a mic stand. Because that would have been so good. But he's a rock star. I will give him that. And that was a really freaking good performance.
It was an awesome performance. I wish I was there.
Okay, so scores on Imagine Dragons.
Six.
Wow. You guys have one brain. I'm gonna go 8.
Okay.
Okay.
But now for the Led Zeppelin, Dazed and Confused.
8.
9.
9.
8, 9. That was a 10. That was a 10. He missed 2 notes.
9. I'll say 9.
I'm saying this because my expectations for him are so high because he's never... Up until tonight, Caleb's never missed a note, I don't think.
Right, but he's 6, so that's understandable.
Yeah,
but I think it was a 9, because that was an incredible performance. I like,
yeah, I think a 9
S-H-I-T,
too.
Wish I was there.
Really? Man.
Mateuso, you didn't like it?
I loved it. That's why I gave it a 10.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no, I thought it was good. I thought Caleb, and like everything about him tonight, I felt bad for him, because I think it kind of got in his head that they're like, you're so sick, you're so sick.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I'm sick.
He looked like such a little grumpy cat. Okay. He did.
All right, Dr. Phil. Let's move on to Alex. Steffi's Allie.
Oh, my hashtag Allie. Alex Preston. Allie. If Alex ever saw this podcast, which I hope you will one day.
He's a big fan of yours. We already established that.
We'll see. Sorry, Jillian. No offense, but I love you, Alex, so much.
Such a super fan. Oh,
should
my God.
We have a little video of Alex.
We do. Ooh, set it up.
Alex, I asked him about going home to... I don't know where he's from.
I believe it's New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Phil's going to play this.
What's the first thing you did when the camera stopped rolling?
They never stopped rolling.
Oh, they were there the whole time.
Well, I mean, it was so busy that, like... There was buffalo chicken calzone at my house,
okay,
but I didn't even get to eat it because there was so much going on. But it was there, so I felt it.
Somebody needs to send that to him.
Yes, from the pasta loft.
Is that's your go-to dish,
that's
buffalo?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I get it, the guy, the owner, Terry, he told me I get it free for life.
Oh, not bad.
Next time I come, we'll just be like, massive.
After the tour we see and we don't recognize you.
Yeah.
What was the name of the place again? The Popsloff?
The Popsloff or something.
I'm trying to go try that.
I know.
Quick shout out to Terry. So if we're ever in New Hampshire.
Hey, let us get some free calzones.
All right. Alex has gotten so much more comfortable on camera as the show's going on. So I'm like a big Alex fan now.
I have always been a huge Alex fan.
Okay.
Hard.
I'm going to bring in, I know we don't endorse gambling here at AfterBuzz TV, mm-hmm. but, you know, I've been keeping a, you know, mind of what's going on in Vegas, the Vegas odds. And Vegas has had Alex third for a while now. And it's a really big gap, supposedly, between he and Gina.
I just did it again.
Gina and Caleb. Did he do enough tonight?
I think tonight...
Did he close the gap? That's all. How about that?
His second performance absolutely helped him a lot. Or, I'm sorry, which one was the Pompeii performance?
That was the first.
That's the first. It's Bastille, yes.
Oh, well, no, then you know what? It was his first and second. I mean, I love One Direction all day, but I didn't really like that performance. The first two were absolutely awesome. However, I have to say, there was something going on with American Idol this evening because all of their sound was going off. And during his Pompeii performance, right when he switched to the drum,
the big bass drum?
Yeah. it went off.
Yeah, kind of like us right now in our studio as well.
I was going to say that. I was like, wait, oh my God.
Kudos to our engineer. He's an avid idol. He's a closet idol super fan. He knew the time to cut our mics just like it happened to Alex. Kudos to you back there.
I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I thought his first song, before tonight, I would have said like Alex is in third place. Now I think he's pretty much up there. Because the Pompeii song was so fun to see him have so much energy, and my favorite part of the song was when he left the drums and he did that kick, and it was just him and the mic, and that was the first time I'm like, he didn't feel like I was awkward on stage watching him. I felt
he wasn't
like
thinking.
But
imagine Alex Preston. Okay, everyone, I want all of our AfterBuzz users to imagine this. Alex Preston with his own production team where he can create all the music that he wants and all the instruments that he decides to play. So put him on a stage with like a Blue Man Group set up where there's everything there. Yeah, like all the instruments that he likes to play. And then... And then he like goes like he could totally put on a performance by using all these instruments.
It would be kind of like because he's similar like to Taylor Swift if he made like pop music. And she has a big production in all of her shows, and it's not that type of music. But he could do something
like
that.
Absolutely, and people just everyone forgets the magic of the business.
You'll have to bring it down on our Idol after show. But it's funny that you mentioned that because I think there is a certain love for Alex and his artistry, and Randy actually said something. He was trying to suggest that he should be the front man of a group. I don't know if you caught that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said they were trying to make him like he could see him as a front man.
Yeah, I think that's true, though, because I think his energy with other musicians on stage will be really good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
we could be, because I can see him doing something like Vampire Weekend. It's almost similarities. Vampire Weekend, his voice is very like different.
Yeah.
Different types of music, which is something I can't even believe he never covered something like that, actually.
But we stop next week.
Right, we stop next week. But he could absolutely do that as long as he has like a, not that he needs backup, but that's gonna enhance any performance.
Or even if it was like Fall Out Boy and there was like a Pete Wentz type of bass player or something to like bring the energy up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they could kind of like go off of each other.
Absolutely. And again, if he gets to switch from instruments like that, that just how does that not pump you up?
He's an insanely talented musician.
Yeah.
So scores
for which one?
Okay, for Pompeii. We haven't even gone to stay yet.
Right. So Pompeii is like a solid 8 or 9.
I would say 8.5.
8.5, and then Stay was very good.
9.5.
I agree.
Story of My Life.
So she's just rushing through these.
So, Story of My Life
is 7.
Okay, whoa. Story of My Life, I'm going to give a 9 to, and I feel like the reason we think it's a 7 is because since he's singing on the song, the song's been radio killed. And so we're kind of sick of the song.
Well, no, it's not radio killed for me at all. I haven't gotten tired of the song. That was the second time him performing it, and it was okay. I just like the first two better.
Yeah, but I don't blame them for their choice. Yeah, song choice, because they didn't have any tonight.
Exactly.
But, I thought he still was really good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stay for me was one of his best in weeks.
Stay was incredible.
I thought just from the, like you mentioned it, Steph, the staging and what, it almost seemed like to me it's something you would see in a Wachowski film, like the Matrix, like a soundtrack.
Exactly.
It was just this futuristic kind of thing that you would see like in a soundtrack of one of those movies. It was beautiful. And Story of My Life, it was hard to follow up because he had to follow up Caleb on that third song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when Caleb just destroyed the stage. So it was hard to follow that
up. It is hard to compare because he's so different than Caleb and Gino, where they do big, huge numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the type of artist he is. And I think he held his own tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so speaking of holding their own, and yeah, I gave, let's see, a 9.5 and a 9 for the last two for Alex.
I'll give 9.5 and a 9 too.
Wow. This is weird.
I know, and you love Allie.
I know. Okay, so let's move on. This is where we're going to spend.
Damn, y'all trying to make me feel bad. What?
I know you should.
No, not at all.
Well, Steph, let's see if you can redeem yourself.
Yeah.
With?
Gina.
Gina
Irene.
Gina was cool.
I'm a hashtag dude. That's what she calls my fans.
Gina.
What can we say about, what else can we say about Gina?
She's not going nowhere.
She better not.
Do you know what I'm saying? She's not going nowhere.
Titanium.
Let's talk about that.
You guys are going to hate me. This is why we got to her so quickly, because there's a lot to talk about.
Okay.
And I need the engineer to protect me here, because I wasn't a fan of the first two songs tonight.
Okay, I want to say something.
That you, I love Gina so much, but neither was I. We get it.
No.
Oh.
Titanium is an electronic, overly produced song. So even if you saw Sia sing that live,
it would be the same.
It would
kind
be
of
the same kind of performance. And I like. I'm, it was
even
it
Harry
was
Connick
a little,
Jr. said
yeah.
that he said this is a very this is a song that stays in studio. So to have
it
seen
was a little
live was
yeah shaky at the beginning. That was they never practiced her up on that rafter thing.
Right.
So she was up there for the first time. But then as soon as she stepped off of that, she turned it up. And if you just watch
actually,
the second half
agree.
Of that
exactly.
performance,
the second she stepped off
it's
of it,
insane.
She did
the wailing. I will it say the first part. Half was shaky. But as soon as she got off that, she got right back into it.
So is it Gina's fault or is it the person who picked the song?
I don't think... I didn't like that. I thought if she did that song, she should have completely done it like acoustic and different.
Mm-hmm.
But I
there
I could have
been a different way for her to perform it. I think that yeah. the arrangement wasn't right.
And I think the song choice was, like, too obvious.
Okay. See, I wasn't a fan. For me, that's where it went wrong for me. I thought it wasn't the right song for her.
But I get what he was doing, because if she was to put out an album, it would sound, like, very similar to Sia.
Mm-hmm. Had she done an arrangement that was a little softer, but that same song, it would have been really good.
But remember, we're super fans.
Like, yeah.
I understood, but, like, even for in Pitch Perfect, do you know when they harmonize that in the shower?
Yeah.
Like, that sounded great, and they didn't... It wasn't overly doing anything. Like, something like that would have been awesome.
But it's hard, because, like... I don't know. I get that she's trying to have...
She should
have like, she knows she's doing Creep at the end, mm-hmm. so she wants to have contrast. I think it was the song choice, but... You can't watch that second half of the performance and not be blown away by the notes she hits.
Because oh, no,
she wails.
She hits she was hitting. I even wrote that in my notes. Great. The big notes are fantastic. It was
everything in between that you didn't like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why, is it her? But for me, it was just the pick or maybe the, like you said, she could have deconstructed the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Played it acoustically. That would have been a fantastic idea. Why aren't you a mentor, Eichler?
I would love to be
hashtag
a mentor.
Hashtag Eichler
Let
as
me
a mentor.
Mentor.
There we go. So, but what about the second song?
I think we went
too. I thought the second song, again, that song is so freaking rangy. Like,
Demi Lovato's Heart Attack.
I love you, Demi. Oh, actually, before we talk about this, I just wanted to watch Gina talking about Demi Lovato. We have another video. This is me and Gina chatting about Demi Lovato.
You just like saying, it's me and Gina.
I know.
Oh my God, you look so stylish.
You look so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Gina and Demi, two of my favorite singers. You doing Demi? I was freaking the
and
F out.
And I get to sing with her at finale. How
I know. What? That?
That's so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever think that would happen?
No, not at all. I would literally, like, be a stalker and look up videos of her, like, live when I was... When I watched Disney Channel, like, in my bed alone, I'd be like, Demi Lovato, and now I get to sing with her.
Are you going to sing, This Is Real, This Is...
That was my favorite song at one point.
You should Camp Rock it out.
I can. And we then, rock, yeah.
What's the choreography? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
Let's learn that.
Oh my gosh.
What's beautiful about your interview, guys, it's not an interview. It's you guys. It's like you guys are friends hanging out. She's
it's
that
like,
relatable.
Yeah. My mic.
Yeah. I know. Who needs it?
So yeah, I agree. I didn't feel that song for her. It was the arrangement. I something.
Oh
was,
wait, what are we talking about?
Heart Attack.
No, oh. I'm a Heart Attack. I didn't feel that one either, man.
Oh, I thought Heart Attack was really good.
It was
I think
pretty good.
I liked what Harry said where. That song, because it's so up and down,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard. Gina's thing is to change things and make it her own. And it's really hard to sing that song and make it her own. And I don't think there's anybody out there who could cover that song
yeah.
and not do it identical. So mm-hmm. I think, not like her best vocal in the competition,
right.
but I respected what she did. And I don't think she would have picked that song.
That's what
I
I'm saying. Too, so yeah. why would the judges give her that stuff? That's my point.
Well,
you want her to
Harry
succeed.
Harry had said that this is someone who is a diva, so they wanted to put her in a position where she's singing something that's, you know, difficult.
What about a Lady
Gaga
song?
Because she's capable
song?
Of doing that. Well, you know what? And good. I wouldn't have wanted to hear her sing a Lady Gaga song because that's played out. Everybody's singing Lady Gaga songs. Not that Lady Gaga isn't amazing, but
right.
Demi Lovato is a... Dark Horse herself, who deserves so much more credit than she gets.
Yeah.
And she... yeah. Uh-huh, real quick. Uh-huh. but, so that was perfect. And I think that it was... Gina's high notes in this song was fantastic. The entire performance as a whole, I would say I'd probably give her an 8. But because there were some things that were missing for me. But I think she did a really good job. And it was a lot better than the first performance.
See, so you are saying...
Hers progressively got better.
So you're saying it was an 8.
It was an 8.
I'm giving it a 9.
It was an 8.
And there was a couple of shaky issues in it. I keep it real. But, again, Demi Lovato sings that song live, like, incredibly well. But it's written for her voice.
Right.
You know, it was written for her. And I
Demi
think
Demi Lovato can do anything.
Yeah, Demi Lovato can wail. But I think their style of singing is so different too that it's
yeah. I mean, Gina has a very
Gina did
it's
really
funny to
really
me
good.
How I recognize her style of music. She almost reminds me of Shakira too, because when she does her high notes, she has a very specific sound.
Like vibrato that comes out.
Yes.
Okay, wow, I never thought of it that way. And I'm sorry, I feel like I'm like Team Spice this week.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
It's just like you're a hater.
We're all just
fine.
Having a good old discussion.
Yeah, Gina, well, we love you.
Well, then let me change tune, because let's talk about Creep, because I gave that a 10.
Right, I gave that a 17. I just had to top you.
I would have to say I give that a 10 also. That song is awesome, and she... Damn.
I think she proved with this. Sorry, just cut
my
you off.
My favorite... Can, actually, you know what? Something just popped into my head. I'm so sorry to
yeah,
cut you off.
It's okay. It's a circle. JC, sorry. Go.
No, okay. I just have to point out that in the beginning of the season, you were not about Gina.
No, because I didn't like the choker she wore. Remember?
Oh, my gosh. I wish his laptop was up here so I can point at the corner of it so everyone got the clue.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, and neither do our fans, so let's move forward.
Wait,
no.
I just want to talk about Creep.
Yeah, no, that's
what
we were talking
about. I thought we were done.
No.
I think she proved how huge of a pop star she's going to be, because she sang the song only for the second time ever live, and it was 100 times better than the first time, and the first time was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, give that girl a little practice.
That's
like,
yeah,
that
give her
was
some
a
time,
flawless
coaching.
Performance.
Ugh,
flawless.
Time in between.
Okay, I'm the cynic today.
Okay.
Because she was the wild card. And I remember, I think we talked about it. How is it that she was the wild card?
That's my point.
I'm calling like a Melanie Amaro from X Factor.
No, but I think that's
what
American Idol's all about.
You know what? I think that you also didn't like her vibratos, because you said that there were some times that she would sing that it was weird, but that's her style.
And then you grow to like it.
Yes. Also, we just needed to hear her sing not live, or excuse me, not a cappella in front of judges when she was... Think about it. Like, I always forget that when they started, they were just these little
kittens. Well, and that's what I was reading
kittens.
An article with the, like, producer of Idol this season. And he was saying, like, one thing, and we've talked about this too. The benefit that Idol has over any other show mm-hmm. is it's about the growth.
Right.
He's like, we don't want perfect people coming into this competition. And he's like, we like when the performances are just kind of okay when the live rounds start. Because then by the end of it, you're blown away. Mm-hmm. And I think Gina's a perfect example of that. Like, yes, she was a super talented musician.
Right.
But you weren't like, I would never have saw her audition and been like, oh, she's a pop star. But she had the same growth as Kelly Clarkson, where it's like, she started out
absolutely.
As this cute girl who mm-hmm. can, like, sing and not dress very well. And then by the end of it, they're all stylized.
And
they're all, you know, you saw Kelly in that jeans. She was wearing jeans as a top.
And a long dress.
Yeah.
A denim tuxedo or something.
Yeah. But Gina's going to win.
Oh, wow. We didn't even need to go to predictions. Jason's already called it. Do we have any news and gossip before we move on? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. Any final thoughts on tonight's episode?
Gina.
Okay.
No, I thought it was really good. I'm still so happy to have seen Alex do a different instrument besides guitar. Because he's WWG and WWJD now. White guy with the drum.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think actually after tonight, I won't be shocked.
If Caleb goes home?
Yeah.
Really? That's okay.
Only because now it's going to be less controversial that his voice went out and he had the whole.
But I wonder if people will vote because they feel bad for him because of his sickness.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of people might just be like, "That's not fair. He's been impeccable the entire season."
Yeah.
And then,
well, I think at this point in the competition too, I'm
it's
voting
not fair
for
game.
Like you're voting for your favorites.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't even have watched the show tonight, and I would vote for Gina.
All right. Okay. Now, see, and here's the thing. This is what I was going to talk about, Vegas odds. Now, for a while now, Steffi's like, oh, here he comes with the silly stats. Caleb's been the front runner for quite a while.
Okay.
But it seems like in the last week, close to 2 weeks, when someone had an interview with Caleb, Gina and Caleb, they've switched. Now Gina's in the lead. Mm-hmm. She's the odds-on favorite to win Idol now.
Well, but she's also been the one, when I interviewed Keith Urban, that has the most improved.
Yeah.
She has the most growth.
Unbelievably. Like, she's improved so much. And
come on, Steph. We wanted to say it was because of After Buzz.
It's because of After Buzz.
I think it is kind of, in a way, because this is like America's Girl and Boy Next Door are the mm-hmm. successful people that win this show and go on.
Yes.
It's the person you want to be best friends with. Right. And those, Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Jordan Sparks, Philip Phillips, all people, Scotty McCreary, all people, like, you want to hang out with.
Let's go to Disneyland.
And, like, I think that's something you can say for most of the Idol winners is they're all very humble and down to earth. Yes. And so I think maybe...
And that helps.
That did hurt him in a way that it was...
It's I don't know if it showed his true colors.
He apologized and set the record straight, but kind of showing his true colors. And then you see Gina every week, and she's so excited to be there, and she's humble, and she's 17, and that's kind of cool.
Yes.
All right. So then we don't have any news and gossip this week, do we?
Yeah, we do.
What?
Clay Aiken became a senator, or whatever, some political figure. I don't know what it's called.
So what happened? What's going on? He
whatever he was running for, he got it.
Unfortunately, his component passed away. Therefore,
he won.
Yeah. Therefore, he won.
Right.
But is it a senator? I don't know.
No, I believe he ran for a district. Yes.
District state senator then.
Not yet. Not that high.
I think he's the vice president now.
I used to work for state senator Bryce Reeves for District 17 of Virginia. Holler.
God bless America.
America. So you see, these people have gone on, and now Idol's changed his life radically as well. Who would have thunk that? You know, Clay Aiken would
I saw him and Kelly Clarkson on the Independent Tour back in the day when Clay Aiken was still straight. It was pretty good.
Not bad.
And Kelly
right.
was amazing.
Any other news and gossip before we move on to predictions?
Demi Lovato, John Legend, Jennifer Nettles,
for the finale?
Dierks Bentley, I think, all performing at the finale.
Ooh.
That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, and we can't wait. We're still figuring out how we're going to break it down next week because they've switched the dates on us.
So oh, yeah.
It'll be Tuesday and Wednesday.
Can we talk about that? Do we have time?
Absolutely.
How do you guys feel that The Voice and Idol are going head-to-head?
It's silliest. It's the worst mistake possible because it's going to hurt both.
It is because there are so many fans, especially when I watch on Twitter, that love the shows equally. So that's unfair.
I think it'll hurt Idol more, though.
I think it will, but I think The Voice...
Yes, probably.
We both covered The Voice, and we both love The Voice. Mm-hmm. But I think The Voice needs to show some respect.
I think they need to show some respect, too.
Like, and Idol... The Voice would not be around had it not been for Idol.
Yes. And I'd be giving shout-outs to Idol.
Yeah, we do.
We'd be defending
Idol. We love The Voice, but, like, two of the contestants that were about to get eliminated on The Voice last week sang a Carrie Underwood song. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
So respect your elders.
Elders. Absolutely respect your elders. And who cares? There's still different shows. There's different contestants. It's a different feel all around.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're trying to be all competitive.
Maybe that's the question for the fans. I mean, because
we love music.
Because I'm sure they're fans of both. All. You guys are fans of both.
Yeah, I really am.
Okay. Well,
I have no shame. American Idol's my favorite show.
Okay, yeah.
That's
what I was going to ask. I was like, if you had a choice, I'm going to ask the fans because both are going to be playing the same night.
And I'll tell you my choice right now. I was trying to try to tease you. American Idol created Kelly Clarkson, so.
American Idol it is,
obviously.
Okay.
So but Kelly Clarkson performed on The Voice.
Yes.
So
if
Kelly Clarkson
say,
was a judge on The Voice, I'd pick The Voice.
All right. We're going to have to get out of here. We're just rambling.
Duets is my favorite.
Anyways, y'all, don't forget to watch us on YouTube and to hear us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Comment, talk to us. It's almost over. Let's communicate before we have to say goodbye.
Well, talking about shows that are wrapping up, let's also talk about the show of our founder, Miss Maria Menounos. Chasing Maria's only got 2 episodes. Is it one?
One episode.
1 episode left now because the last one.
Next week's
right.
The finale.
And don't forget that the show is at 10:30, not at 10 on Tuesday.
You know, and I know we're about to exit stage left, but we forgot one thing. What was your favorite song tonight?
Creep.
Creep?
Creep tied with
Stay.
Really?
Actually, yes. And I'll give Caleb's...
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. The last three were really, really good. I'll give them all props. Gina's obviously my favorite, but you all did really good.
You're welcome for helping you.
Steph, I'm not letting you... I'm putting you in the hot seat.
Go ahead.
You only pick one song.
I only pick one song?
You can only pick one. Which was your favorite? Okay, this is only a half hour show, so we gotta wrap it up.
I don't know, I couldn't tell you.
She picks Creep.
Who's going home?
Dazed and Confused is
my
favorite song.
You don't know?
No, I have no idea.
All right, Steph, who's going home?
Good.
My God,
that's you guys so are good.
Now, see, no,
this
you know
is
what
makes the show good is because usually when it's predictable,
and
it's predictable.
We are never speechless because we talk.
We're never speechless.
A lot.
I don't know because I don't. It's not Gina. It's gonna be either Alex or Caleb.
All right, I'm sticking to my guns. I'm going back 5 episodes. I gave you the last 7 in a row.
You've been right.
I know. So tomorrow, I hate to say this because I've loved him all season.
Alex is going home.
Alex is going home.
That's all right. Oh, by the way, our interview with Caleb is on YouTube. We had some technical issues, which is why we didn't play it in the show. It's not because we don't have love for Caleb. We love you, Caleb.
I've been loving Caleb all season.
I love you too. You guys didn't hear me. I like said it quietly. My favorite performance was Dazed and Confused.
All right. So with that said. Creep. All right. Jason Eichler, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler.
And a lovely Steffi G.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I, and on Instagram at StephanieG47.
And thank you, Peter Lemongello, for running the ones and twos. You can find me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram and Twitter. So for Peter, Jason, Steffi G, I'm JC. We'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Go, Gina!
See you later! We are supposed to be unbiased!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.